The modern life, I think. Endemic, too, in the American character. In any event, it was as a consequence of that restlessness that I decided to challenge a sitting Democratic incumbent for his congressional seat in the 2000 election cycle. It was an ill-considered race, and I lost badly, the sort of drubbing that awakens you to the fact that life is not obliged to work out as you'd planned. At some point, I arrived at an acceptance of my limits, and in a way, my mortality. I refocused on my work in the state Senate and took satisfaction from the reforms and initiatives that my position afforded. I spent more time at home and watched my daughters grow and properly cherished my wife and thought about my long-term financial obligations. I exercised and read novels and came to appreciate how the earth rotated around the sun and the seasons came and went without any particular exertions on my part. And it was this acceptance, I think, that allowed me to come up with the thoroughly cockeyed idea of running for the United States Senate. An up-or-out strategy was how I described it to my wife. One last shot to test out my ideas before I settled into a calmer, more stable, and better-paying existence. And she, perhaps more out of pity than conviction, agreed to this one last race, though she also suggested that given the orderly life she preferred for our family, I shouldn't necessarily count on her vote. Freed from worry by low expectations, my